We are in Daf Talad Amit Aleph. Let us again go over the Gemara. Itma, the third line from when the lines start getting wide. Itma. Shabbos v'yantev, Rab Omar, Neuda bozeh, Asura bozeh. That if it was Neulet b'Shabbos, it's Asur and Yantev. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Neuda bozeh, Muteres bozeh. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Neil de Bozev was Neil de Shabbos, it's Mutter Beyontif. Name a Kosovo Rav Kedusha Achasi. Rav holds that it's one Kedusha, Shabbos and Yontif. So it was Neil, so the day that it's Neil, it's also Kedusha Achasi, and it is also. For Omar Rav, Alochik Abos Kainim, Talibe de Rabbi Eliezer, the Mashtei Kedushas saying, we hold it as two Kedushas. Elohoche Bachone de Rabbe Kamifladi. The Machlokes is Bachone de Rabbe. Rab Islei Hachone de Rabbe. Rab Yechanan Leslei Hachone de Rabbe. Yechanan does not hold of Hachone de Rabbe. Rab holds Hachone de Rabbe, so we had learned Taisvus yesterday, so where is the Hachone de Rabbe? So Taisvus says two Mahalchim. Either Leide is called the Hachone, and if we will assume that so it's Neilut b'Shabbos, that's called, and since it is also to eat in Shabbos for whatever reason it is also midrabbanan, it's also to abeish and Neilut b'Shabbos is also gzeira Shabbos at the yontif, so it's also to eat. So you cannot say that Shabbos is meichin la'atzmei. So comes out Shabbos, the leide, which is a hachone, is meichin for yontif. It's not meichin for Shabbos. And we mentioned yesterday, the machlokes apoiskim, if this is a deraisa dika hachone, or a derabbana dika hachone. Then there's a second svar in Tosfos, that the etzem inyan, that since it was, I mean, if it would have been neilut b'yontif, it would have been also min ha'teira. Because that's yontif achas Shabbos, it's also min ha'teira. So therefore, that what is neilut in Shabbos, that makes it shouldn't be awesome in Atayre. So that's nire kemeichin. That's making it mutter in yontif. So it's called Shabbos is making the yontif. That is akaponim chone derabonim. And Rabbi Yechanan does not hold. The Rabbi Yechanan does not hold of achone. Rabbi Yechanan holds the whole iser is als mashkin shezavu. So Memele, so Shabbos it is Osir, and Yontem will be Mutal since it is Shtei Kedushas. The Gemara says, Kitanoi, in Emerson, this Machlekes, Rab Yechen, in Arab, is a Machlekes Tanoi. Neildo be Shabbos, Tei Ochel be Yontem. Be Yontem, Tei Ochel be Shabbos. So that's Mamish Rab Yechen. Rab Yehuda Imer, Mishum Rab Yelezer, Adayin hi Machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda says b'shem Rabbi Lezer that it's a machlikis. Shabbeishamai oimrim tei ochel, ubeisilul oimrim loisei ochel. So Rabbi Lezer is saying according to Beisilul it will be also. Before we see the Rashi and this Gemara and the Tosfos in, I'd just like to mention a Rashba. Before we had a Beraise, the Beraisa says, Rabbi Lezer said, Beya te'ochel hi ve'ima. That the Beya is, you're allowed to eat the Beya hi ve'ima. And the ima was a problem. But al kaponim, the Beya is muta. So it seems he holds a Beya shanel de biyontev is muta. And here, Rabbi Lezer, the same Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Lezer says, it's a machloikis, Beishame holds, that it, if it is neilut b'Shabbos, it is mutter b'yontif, Mishilul holds, it is also b'yontif. In the Pashas Advorim, that means Rabbi Lezer, I mean, it says machloikis b'Shabbos, Pashas, we pass like b'Shabbos, and it's a hachone. So here he passes like Beisul, there's an Issa Achone. And before we hear Achen Lem Mishum Rabbi Lezer, that a Beyah that was Nailed in Yontav is Mutter. This Kasha the Rajba asks, Astir and Rabbi Lezer. So one Mahalach, the Rajba wants to say, that could be the first Baraisa is speaking about a Beyah that was Nailed B'Shabbos, or a Beyah that was Nailed B'Yontav. So Be'emerson, there's no hachone. No, we said that it is also gzeire Shabbos at the yontav achas Shabbos. So could be Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold of this gzeire. So therefore, so a beyah that was nailed by yontav is mutter to eat. There's nothing wrong with it. There's no hachone. It was ruchen from a yom chayil. The gzeire of gzeire yontav at the yontav achas Shabbos, Rabbi Lezer did not hold. That is what the Rashi said. That's what Rabbi Lezer was matter the Beyah. Now, let us come to this Rabbi Lezer. This Rabbi Lezer holds that a Beyah, a Neudo, B'Shabes, according to Beis Hillel, is also beyond it. And this has to be a Hachone. Now, here it's a little difficult to understand. That means if Rabbi Lezer holds that a beyish and neildo b'shabbos is mutter b'shabbos, he doesn't hold of the gzeiret, so comes that a beyish which is neiled b'shabbos, so Shabbos mechina la'atzma, you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos. So why should it be also in yontif? Why should it be also in yontif if Shabbos is l'cheres mechin la'atzma? The Rashba seems to say the first teretz of Taisvis that leides a teretz achone. So if late is a teres achone, and if it's neiled b'Shabbos, it's mutter in Shabbos, he doesn't know the gzeire, so you say Shabbos mechina la'atzma, so why is it also beyond it? That I don't understand according to the Rashba. Now, let us see, Adayin hi machloikish, be'shamei u'be'silu bozeh, k'shem shenech l'ku, Leboy Bayoim, just like there's a machlokes Beishami Beisilu, if it's Neilad in Yontev, so the machlokes of his Neilad, Shabbos Koidim Yontev, will be Mutter in Yontev. Let us see the top Taisus. The Gemara at first brought down the machlokes of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, that Rav says that Abeye Shenildo Beishabbos is also Beyontev, so the Gemara first wanted to say, but the reason is because Rav holds it's a kedusha achas. It's one long day. So therefore that's why it's also the whole day. Tema lema de kasava shtei kedushas heim. Let us say take Rav holds it's two kedushas. Ela hatam havi migu di iskatzoi lebein hashmoshes. But the Bein HaShmoshes, let's say, Shabbos, a Beyah was Neilad B'Shabbos. So it's also, whatever the reason is, it's a Beyah Neilad B'Shabbos is also. Now the Bein HaShmoshes of Meitzoi Shabbos, that leads into Yontev, so that Bein HaShmoshes, it's also, it's the Bein HaShmoshes of Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. So the Bein HaShmoshes of Yontif, it was also to eat. Maybe it's Shabbos, but it was also prepared to eat. So it comes out, Betchilas Knesis HaYontif, it was Muktzeh, because maybe it is still Shabbos. So therefore, Rav holds, Migu Diskatzoy LeBein HaShmoshes, the Shema Yom Shabbos, who maybe Bein HaShmoshes is Shabbos, Bein HaShmoshes is Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila, is Katzoi Lekula Yom, the Yom Sheini. So, this is the Gemara, was trying to figure out what's the Svar of Rav, so Tosha says, I have a portion of the Svar in Rav. He says, Rav holds, the Paschal's like Rav Yehuda, Mistame, that we say Mukze, we say Bigud is Katzoi Bein HaShmoshes, so just like every Mukze, which is, it was Mukta Bein HaShmoshes, so it's Mukta the whole day. So here this day was Mukta the Bein HaShmoshes of Yomtet. V'yesh loyma d'loy amrinen migu, Mishum Yoim Shehu L'Sha'ora. So Taisva says, we do not say Migu, that it was also Bein HaShmoshes, it is also the whole day. If the whole reason it was also is because maybe it is Shabbos, maybe it is still Yoim. The Davke Lahaba Omrinin Hochi, Ki Goim Bein HaShmoshes Des Trilus Yontef. So Taisva says, the lomdes of Migu Diskatzoi Bein Hashmoshes Iskatzoi Lekulo Yoime means, if the Trilas Knisses Hayoim, when it became Shabbos, or when it became Yontif, he was unable to use it, so it was Messiah Das from it, so Memela, so that's not usable the whole Shabbos, that's not called Muchendike food, because Bein HaShmoshes wasn't oimed, betchilas knisus hayom wasn't oimed to be used. So memela, so that's not muchen de kefud. But over here, we don't know what Bein HaShmoshes is. If Bein HaShmoshes, we would have a bir, Bein HaShmoshes is lailo, so it is yonte, so we'd be allowed to eat the bay. It's yonte already, it was nailed the Shabbos, so it should be muta be yonte. So Memele, if it is Yontif, it's Takemuta. There's no Isser on it whatsoever. The whole reason I'm not eating it, because maybe it's still Shabbos. No, if it's still Shabbos, that doesn't make Migu Diskatzoi for Yontif. Migu Diskatzoi for Yontif is that on the tzad that it's Yontif, it is also Betchilas Knisus Hayoim. So then we say, since it is Muktzah Betchilas Knisus Hayoim, so the Haktzah remains for the whole Yontif. But if it is Yontif, it is Mutter. I'm not eating it because maybe it is Shabbos. So if it is Shabbos, so the Muktzah of Shabbos does not make it Muktzah and Yontif. That's what Taisva says. A beautiful Lomdus. V'teime, do besuke omrinon, noye suke asurim, Ad meitzoi yontev ha'achen shalchak, shehu yoyim tishi. Noi suke is also, till meitzoi simchis toyer. Shehu sofik yoyim shmini. Now, let us start thinking. The mitzvah of suke is nimshach till heishan erab. That's the mitzvah of suke. B'chutz l'oritz, b'goyle, shmini atzeres, we sit in the sukkah, hilchese, b'shmini meisiv yisvina, we sit in the sukkah, because it's a sveik of the yoyme, maybe today is a shana rabbi. So memele, so we sit in the sukkah, shmini atzeres. So therefore, if we sit, it's a sofik, a shana rabbi. So therefore, so if it's Sofik Hashanah Rabbah, so it's Sukkah, so the Noi Sukkah is Huktzah L'Mitzvah, so you're not allowed to derive benefit from the Noi Sukkah. But the Gemara says in Sukkah that the Noi Sukkah is also to Meitzoi Simchas Torah. Now, Meitzoi Simchas Torah don't sit in the Sukkah. Simchas Torah is even not a Sofik of maybe it is Hashanah Rabbah. That's for sure it's not Hashanah Rabbah. So why is Noi Suke also Simchas Torah, the whole Simchas Torah? Darf man doch sagen. Because Eishana Rabbe, the Noi Suke, B'mchosh Min Yatzeres, the Noi Suke was also. Because maybe today is Eishana Rabbe. The Bein HaShmoshe is between Shmin Yatzeres and Simchas Torah, it was also also. Again, maybe it's still Shmin Yatzeres. So the Bein HaShmoshes of Shmini Atzeres L'Simchas Torah, the Noi Sukkah was still Huktzah L'Mitzvah, because maybe it's still Shmini Atzeres, which is a Chiyuv Sukkah. Simchas Torah, it's Icha not Sukkahs anymore. And from that wagon, the Afal Pikein, the Noi Sukkah is also Simchas Torah. So V'al Kolchoch Taimo, so why is it also Besimchas Torah, Mishum de Iskatzoi Bein HaShmoshes. Because it was Iskatzoi Bein HaShmoshes. Because we have to say, because the Bein HaShmoshes between Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, so that Bein Hashmoshes, one was not permitted to derive benefit from the Noisuk, because maybe it is still Shmini Atzeres. So it was Iskatzoi that Bein Hashmoshes. And since it was a Iskatzoi Bein Hashmoshes, so Iskatzoi Lekula Yayman. So L'chaira we see Klor, not like Toisvus Yesod. We see that even though the Haktzoh of Bein Hashmoshes L'Simchas Torah is only because maybe it's Shmini Atzeres, and the Tzad, it's Simchas Torah, it's Takemuto, L'shtamish Boy, Afal Pike. But since B'Metzias there was a Haktzoh, so I don't say that Haktzoh is only on the Tzad of Shmini Atzeres, on the Tzad of Simchas Torah there's no Haktzoh, so it's not called Iskatzoi. I look at it differently. I say, B'Metzias there was a Haktzoh, Bein Hashmoshes, there was a Hesech Hadas of Shimush, Bein Hashmoshes of Simchas Torah. It was not permitted to use the Bein Hashmoshes of Simchas Torah. It was Geit Meron, what the reason is, but it was not permitted to use it. So the Bein Hashmoshes of Simchas Torah, it was not usable, it was not Min HaMulcham. And we say, even though the reason is because maybe it's Yom, but Bepoyel, you look at the Bepoyel. Bepoyel, it was not Oymed L'Shimush, Bein Hashmoshes. So we say, Kimin Diskatzoi. So since we say Kivin das Giskatzoi, so it's also the wholesome Chistaira. So it's a stira to what Taisa said before. Taisa said before that a Haktso Machmas Yom Sha'ovar will not asa the next day. Here we see Klonitazoi that a Haktso of Noye Suke, which is Machmas Yom Sha'ovar, does asa the next day. So Taisva says there's two types of mukze. There's mukze machmas iser, there's mukze machmas mitzvah. Kede meforish taima osam, dulme misrami leisude, v'ochil begavo. V'osam rinen afilu l'sha'ova, aval hocha mukze de machmas iser, loy amrinen hochi. So what is Taisva saying? So Taisva is saying a big lomdus. Taisva is saying as follows. That if the mukze that you want to say should be mukze the next day, let's talk about Abaye Shanildo B'Shabbos. So we're claiming a shayla, so Shabbos it was also. Abaye Shanildo B'Shabbos is also to eat for a multitude of reasons. Whatever the reasons are, halchone, Mashkin Shazov, whatever it is, Abayi Shanilda B'Shabbos is also teat. Zeir Mishim Shabbos Olacha Yomtev, Abba Abayi is also teat. Now, this Isser Achille is Nimshach Kol Bein Hashmoshes to Yomtev. Because Misofik, I don't know that it's Oy Shabbos, I have to be Noyig all Isurei Shabbos. So the Isser is Noyig the whole Bein Hashmosh. And that Taisva said. But this Issa, that what I'm holding myself back from eating it, this is only an anhog on the person. He's not allowed to eat it, because maybe it is Shabbos. But the Chayfetz is in Muktzeh. That means Klapish Maya Galya, if now is Yontif, if now is Lila, so it's Mutter. I won't eat it because I don't know. I'm not aware that now is Yontav. I have to be chayish, maybe it's still Shabbos. But, so my niyug of that what I'm poirish from eating this machel, that doesn't shav dinim on the machel. What shavs dinim on the machel? If it's osa bachila, it's muta bachila. So Taisva says, if it is Yontav now, it's muta bachila. So it comes out, this machel was muta b'achila betchilas knisis hayoyim. Betchilas knisis yantav was muta b'achila. I wasn't aware of this, I was ignorant about it, so it was geit meron. The whole reason I was peirish is because maybe it is still Shabbos, but that what I was peirish if it is still Shabbos will not shaf adin of kivin diskatzoi for yantav. Because when yantav in reality came, the scheifetz was muta to eat, even though I was ignorant of it. Mukze machmas mitzvah, Taisus is saying as follows. The halacha is what is, I'm a person is mechuyev to sit in a sukkah shmini atzeres. Hilchus emeisav yasmin. Mechuyev to sit in a sukkah. Klapish maigaliya shmini atzeres is shmini atzeres, and but Chazal said, you mechuyev to sit in the sukkah shmini atzeres. We gave it a din tzveike, the yoyim, it's minigabe saying, whatever it is, but you're mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. Now, let me ask the Rav, if it comes, it's Shmini Atzeres Bein Hashmoshes. I'll ask the Rav, am I still mechuyev to sit in the sukkah? So Taisha says, the Rav will tell you, you're still mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. Maybe it's still Shmini Atzeres, and Shmini Atzeres mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. So it is mutl on me to be mekayim mitzvah sukkah Bein Hashmoshes. Vostutzach in Himmel, geit men nishton, but I'm mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. Now, this mitzvah yeshiva sukkah affects the sukkah. So that means if I'm mekayim, if I have to be mekayim mitzvah sukkah at this time, so the noi becomes noi sukkah. That's called its uktzel mitzvah. That means mitzvah yeshiva sukkah is being niskayim now. The zachi have to be mekayim now yeshiva sukkah. Because geit men nishton vostutzach in Himmel. But I'm a chuyiv natim and kai mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. So the etzem yeshiva creates dinim on the noi sukkah. So if you're mekayim mitzvah sukkah with this sukkah at this time, so the noi of the sukkah becomes hooked to the mitzvah you're being mekayim now. So mameila there will say, kiven di skatzoi bein hashmoshes, iskatzoi lekulayim. Let us see the bottom Tosfos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Elazar Adayin Himachloikes. Eisus Rabbi Yehuda says that there'll be a machloikes beishami and beisilu. Va'avol gav the pirashti la'el Rabbi Yehuda svirelei the loynechliku beishami beisilu b'dovel zeh. Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amud Beis had said, Rabbina had said that Rabbi Yehuda personally holds that the whole issa of abeyes als mashkin shezavu, issa als mashkin shezavu, and therefore since the Talmudgalus is a medus lachile, so there's no zera of mashkin shezavu. It's uchle da'afritz. That's what Rabbina said. So Taisa is Takashem. But the Mishnah says that Beisul Lassus is Rabbi Yehuda Abbei Shamaindik. So Taisa says that Rabbi Yehuda held that there never was such a machlokes. Abbei Yishanel the Beyond of his Mutter, because the whole is only of Mashkin Shezovu, and by Tanagilus, I met this Lachila, there's no Isra of Mashkin Shezovu. Now, here we have, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishum Rabbi Lezer, that is a machlokes beishami beisulu. So all of a sudden here we see the Rabbi Yehuda, there is a machlokes beishami beisulu. Beishami asos, beisulu zmater, beishami zmater, beisulu lasos. Va'av agav te berashlot, Rabbi Yehuda svir leid loy nechelukul beishami beisulu bedovas, and everyone holds that a beish neil the beyond of his mutter. This is Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Elazar, just repeating what Rabbi Elazar said. Rabbi Elazar holds his machlokes beishami beisulu, he says al tzachone. Rabbi Yehuda personally holds there's no isar al tzachone, and the only isar that could be al mashkin shezov, and there's no isar mashkin shezov by a beyim, because it's uchle da'afus. Zok the Gemara weiter. Ushpizachnei de Rav Ade Barabe, the Balabos, Rav Ade Barabe was an oirach by this Ushpizachnei, he was the Balabos. Rav Ade Barabe was staying by him. Havalei hanoch beyim miyontev l'shabes. So there were beyim that were noiled in yontev, And then there was Yom Tov right before Shabbos. Also, Lekamei. So he came to Rav Ade Barabe. Omalei mai la'at vinu ho'idno v'nechlinu l'mocha. I have eggs now. They were born today. So I'm permitted to roast them today. So I'll have them for Shabbos. Omalei. So Rav Ada bar Ava told his balabos, my daitach. I hear from your shayla, I hear a lot of things from your shayla. That means that you assume for Dava Poshit that the egg is mutter tomorrow. You're just asking a shayla permitted to roast it today in Yonta, but it's mutter tomorrow teeth, that I see from you. But it's the shayla, it's mutter teeth tomorrow. Now, l'chayra, this alone, if it was neilad b'yontiv, it's mutter to eat, and Shabbos is machlekes Rav Rav Yochanan. So my daitok, so I hear from you, Rav Rav Yochanan, alochik Rav Yochanan. So that's no shayla by you, it's mutter to eat Shabbos. Now the whole shayla is, so are you allowed to roast it, yontiv? If l'Rav Yochanan, like a shori elo l'goyma l'mocho, Filu Rabbi Yochanan was only matter to eat it raw on Shabbos. That means it was neilad b'yontev. Rabbi Yochanan was matter to eat it raw on Shabbos. Avol b'yayme. But to roast it in yontev, like. And why not? Because it's muktzah, we'll see in Rashi. Bahasanya, and he brought a raya, that the bayish and neildo, the yontev is muktzah, because we learned in the Baraisa, Achaz Beye Shenilda B'Shabbos, Achaz Beye Shenilda B'Yontif, a metaltal Moisa, when it's not permitted to be metaltal, the Beye Leila Chassis Bo Esakeli, Lelismech Bo Kari Hamite. One is not permitted to be metaltal for any Shemesh. In Lechaire, before we see Rashi, we see here there was a shayla. There was a shayla. We see this, that there was a shakla v'tarya, a shayla. It was poishitim. There was a shayla, and you're permitted to be metaltal it. So, the Rosh Yosef Bachsmi explains, and Rafika Yom brings a problematic taisvis, Mesech the Shabbos, that the shayla was, Rabbi Yochanan holds that the time is als mashkin shezov. That the reason Abay is also is als mashkin shezov. I'm saying mishum mashkin shezov. So there's a mokim to say, like the Tosfos says it in Masechet Shabbos, that the gzeira of mashkin shezov, there's an issue, you're not allowed to eat it, gzeira mishum mashkin shezov. But it should become mukta because of this gzeira betzim mitzazach that's mutter ba'achila, not a dover ha'osa. Now to eat it because we eat it, you'll come. So there's a svara to say, so it's a machel, which there's an issa on the gavra to eat. Al yedrevi alei. But it's only a gzeira, it's not a chetze di yisure. There's a svara to say something that's also, that's betzim also, some amela, so that's like etzim v'avonim, that's not a machel, that's not a keli. It's garnished. But the gzeira of mashkin shezavu, this is, I mean, it's a machul, it's a kosher machul. No, you're not allowed to eat it. Gzeira mashkin shezavu. Some male, some guts, you're not allowed to eat it. It's a din on the gavre. But it won't make it mukze. So that was a very lumdish shayla. Some male, if it's not mukze, some male, maybe I'm permitted to roast it. And he told him no, he told him it's mukta, and he brought him a raya from a baraisa. The baraisa says, I mean, whatever, the baraisa says that a bay is shenel de beyontav is mukta, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's also out mashkin shezavu. So the baraisa is telling us that mashkin shezavu, that a bay that is also mashkin shezavu is also letalt. Let us see Rashi. Biyontiv leShabbos, hayoyim neildu, these bayim were neiled in yontiv, voyaroitze leochlo lemocha b'Shabbos. He knew he can't eat it today, so he wanted to eat it lemocha b'Shabbos. Latvinu letzloison ha'idnit, as you're permitted to roast it. So what was the shayla? So Rashi says, right away the shayla was miyasiri betultu, boy bayim eloy, that was the shayla. It's not also betultu.
My daitach the pshita lecha de lemocha mi yishori. That means that's no shayla, but tomorrow you're allowed to eat it. Mishum de kaimu lo rava rabbi yoichanan, alochi ki rabbi yoichanan. He says, aber miu betilto ha'idna asiri, but it is a problem. But now, in yontef, it is also betilto. Lafila rabbi yoichanan le shori, letzloisa ha'yoim, Rabbi Yochanan, there was not matter to roast it on Yontif, El Lagoyma Lamocha, Moya Yontif Kaidum Lashabbos. Avil Biyoyme, the day was Noilat, you're not allowed to eat it, Fafil Abitulto, and it's also Fafil Abitulto. Vasan Yesiyat, Nibudaraya from the Bereis. That is the Truk in the Gemara. Now this is a very complicated Gemara, which the Gdoyle Yachroinim, Rosh Yosef, Afikayom, Abuchonon, Yishus Yaakov, there's a big problem in this Gemara. The problem is as follows, that he had a Shaila, is it Muktzah, is it not Muktzah, he had a Muktzah Diki Shaila, very long the Shaila, since it's only also Al Tzkzeire, so memele, so that doesn't make it muktzah. It's not eitzim vavonim. It's a machel. So without muktzah, there's no shaila. You're allowed to roast it in Shabbos. We'll tzeich yomtiv. Now, let us start thinking for 1 minute. How is one permitted to do a malach in yomtiv? How is one permitted to do a malach in yomtiv l'tzeich Shabbos? So the whole heter is erev tavshilin ad rabon. But what is matter min ha-toyre? So you have a machlokes, Rabbe and Rav Chisda. Rabbe holds, the heter is al-toyre. That means min ha-toyre, it's muta hoyil o mikle erch. So the whole heter, what one is permitted to be mevashel meyontev le-shabbos, is because I'm cooking le-tzeirich yontev. I'm bulging, I had such a, I'm full to the gills. But maybe erchem will come. So I'm cooking for erchem. Now, can one cook this beya for Eichem? It was Neilet B'yontef. It's also Ba'achila. Who are you going to cook it for? So how are you allowed to cook it? It's a Meir de Kishayla. So others tell too, there's a Meir de Kemachloikis between the Shagas Ari and Rabbi Kevege. Something which is also Midarabonon, is there a heter of Hoyul Minatoyre? I mean, a Torah, it's mutter. I mean, a Torah, someone can eat it. I mean, Rabbon, and he won't eat it. No. But you still have, since it's edible, I mean, a Torah, the Shagasai said, it's a past hoyu. That's what the Shagasai said. Shagasai had a shrekelcha problem. How you shech the behemoth in Yontif? He said, by us, he says, half of the behemoths are treif. There's no such thing by us, roi behemoths ain't in treifers. Half of the behemoths are treif. What is pshat? A chazal say roi behemis in a treifis abo. That's a treifis de reise. Plus, with all our chumres, mit a rabbonon, you can only have the behemis a treif. So I allow to shech the behemis in yontif. Maybe it's going to be treif. So weiss doch, I sep is, it's also mit a rabbonon, I won't eat it, that's for sure, but, is that a foil? Rabbi Kibenga says, Chas v'sholem, since it's also mid a rabbono. So memele, it is, it's also mid a rabbono, pas it's a zon hoyo. So now, so we have a big problem over here. So, what was the heter to roast it? I mean, are you just like a muktzah the gishayla? It's not edible today, so you don't have a heter of hoyo, so how could you be, how could you roast it for Yontif, for Shabbos? So, Abul Chonon and Afikayom want to say, a Charifis. We mentioned before, there's a Machloikis, Rabbe and Rav Chisda, how is one permitted to cook Miyontif the Shabbos? So, Rabbe said, Hoyul. Rav Chisda said, Tzolchei Shabbos Nasim B'yontif. You're allowed to take care of Tzolchei Shabbos and Yontif. That the Tesvah says, Pshat, just like Tzolch Eichel Nefesh is Mutter and Yontif, you're allowed to take care of Shabbos also and Yontif. But in a Torah, you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. That's Rav Chisda. Now, according to Rav Chisda, we won't have this problem. We won't have this problem. The bay is also bachila today. So what's came on? It's also bachila today. I'm cooking it for Tzolchei Shabbos Nasim B'yontef. But Shabbos is Mimutah bachila. So one is allowed to cook for Shabbos. So Rav Yochanan could be held like Rav Chisda. Rav Yochanan held like Rav Chisda. And perhaps the Rafiki Yom says we can say a little better. Rafiki Yom says that the Rishonim say that we have another Rabbi. There's one Rabbi that says Hoyu. We have another Rabbi. Rabbi is the one that says that Ein Yontav Meichin L'Shabbos. That's Rabbi. Ein Yontav Meichin L'Shabbos. That's all the Nachonim. Bechin Yisrael Sheyeviyu Davka Yoyim. Chol is Meichin Nara Yoyim Kodesh. Rav Chisda says, Tzolchi Shabbos Nasim B'Yontav. So it would seem that these two are opposites. He said, Tzolchi, you have to do Molochis in Yontav for Shabbos. That's what Rav Chisda says. So Rav Chisda doesn't hold of the Rabbah of the Yisrachon. He holds Tzolchi Shabbos Nasim B'Yontav. Now, Rav Yochanan over here, we just had before Machloikis between Rav Yochanan and Rav, is a Beish and Eldo B'Shabbos, is it Muta B'Yontav? So Rav holds this also because Rav holds like Rav, he holds Achone the Rabbi, and Rav Yochanan holds this Muta, he doesn't hold Achone the Rabbi. So again, he doesn't hold Achone the Rabbi, he holds like Rav Chisda, Tzolchi Shabbos Nasa B'Yontav. So Tzolchi Shabbos Nasa B'Yontav, so Memelis, so there's no problem. Tzolchi Shabbos Nasa B'Yontav. So L'Chayr is not too much of a problem. So you're allowed to do Meloche in Yontav L'Tzerech Shabbos. Now Rabbi Chonin and Kovitz Shurim is Ma'irer that is Ma'irer as follows, that if you're allowed to do a Meloche in Yontav L'Tzerech Shabbos, so why isn't Tilpul Mukze in Yontav Mutter also L'Tzerech Shabbos? And let us be mamtik this kasha. L'chayr is a very geshmake kasha. The Rama says, in Soif Simin Taktes, the Rama says, V'muta l'tautu mukze l'tzayrech oichel nefesh b'simches yontet. One is permitted to be metautu mukze . So the Mishneh Brura says, "Litaltol avonim hamunochim ala peiris." They lech ala peiris. He says, "You have stones which are on top of peiris. You can't get to the peiris. I want to eat the peiris." So tiltol muktzel letzayrech oichel nefesh is muta. So it's muta. Now if tzolchei. So it's tiltol muktzel letzayrech oichel nefesh. Now if tzolchei Shabbos nasim b'yontev. So l'chayrim, so the oichel nefesh of Shabbos is also mutter in yontiv. Just like you're allowed to do meleches oichel nefesh in yontiv for yontiv, you're allowed to do meleches oichel nefesh of Shabbos in yontiv. So l'chayrim, just like you're allowed to be metaltol mukze in yontiv, l'tzayrich oichel nefesh, they were matatotol mukze l'tzayrich oichel nefesh, so l'chayrish be able to be metaltol mukze l'tzolchi Shabbos nasim b'yonte. This kasher Rabbi Chanan asks. So takib smita. If the whole cheshbon is that al-kolchoch, that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Chisda, and so Rabbi Yochanan holds like, because according to Rabbi we have a big problem, so if he holds like Rabbi Chisda, so why isn't it permitted to be metaltol mukze? I thought perhaps we could answer the lotion of the Rimoy is a mutal a tautal muktzah letzoyach oichel nefesh v'simchas yontev. The Eliyahu Rabbi says, it seems the heter is simchas yontev. They were matter tiltal muktzah letzoyach simchas yontev. Now oichel nefesh of yontev is also simchas yontev. But the heter is not, the heter is they were matter the heter is simchas yomtev. Now the oichel nefesh of simchas the oichel nefesh of yomtev brings a simchas yomtev. So that could be. I mean, if we will assume that the heter of tiltul muktzeh was letzayrech simchas yomtev, tzochi Shabbos nasim biyomtev, there's no simchas yomtev over here. I'll have food for Shabbos, and I'm allowed to do a malacha for that. But there's no simchas yomtev over here, so it could be for that they weren't matter tiltul muktzeh. Let us go further. Ush bezichnei derav pope, ba'omri lo ahu gabre da'osa lekami derav pope, havalei hanach beyim mishabes liyomtev. Now here we have a maise, ledavoini, I don't understand, the gemore is marech. Who was the shoyul? Was the shoyul the balabos of rav pope, or it was the omri lo, others say it wasn't the balabos, ahu gabre da'osa lekami derav pope. I can't begin to understand Lamay Nafkamina who the Shoyl was. If it was his Balabos, who would say Yahu Gavre, whoever the Balabos is Gvena Gavre, Zishkin Kechepse, Sal Kaponim, why the Gemara is Marich, who the Shoyl was, is beyond my knowledge. Al Kaponim, he came Avalei Hanach Beyim Mishabes Liyontim. The same I said, there was Beyim Neulet Bishabes. And they want to know if you could use them on Yontem. Also, lekamei omele mal lemachlinu lemocher. I permitted to eat this bayim on Yontem. Omele, he told him zil haidno. Go now away. Now I can answer you. V'tol lemocher, you'll come back tomorrow. You ask me the shayla tomorrow. Again tomorrow. So you ask me the shayla tomorrow. The Rav Loimuki Amoyri Eilavim Yoyim Etov Lachavre Mishum Shikras. They told him that Rav, when Rav said there's two types of droshes. There's a droshe that one says drush, Minyon of the Yoyim, Sheinezachen. That Rav could have said after the Yontif the Kisuda also. But Rav and his droshe used to say halachas. Halachas already, Rav did not want to say after the Yontem the Kesuda, because there's a mitzvah of Shtiyas Yayin, and Memela it's also Lahoyreis after one drinks wine. So Memela, he didn't want to paskin, and he didn't say the drosha, start from the Teldishaka was to say, so he used to say the drosha before the Suda. He said a drosha. Others used to say a drosha after the Suda, and that was, But Rav didn't say the drosha after the Suda because in his drosha always mentioned halachas, and he would not say halachas after the Suda since he had drunk wine. So he said, "So I cannot paskin the shayla." He also lamocha. He said, "Came back the next day." Amalei eichai hashato ishtaloi vaomri loch. Rav Rabbi Yochanan Lochik Rabbi Yochanan. If I would have told you yesterday, that I would have paskin yesterday for you, I would have forgotten what I know, what I reminded myself now, and I would have told you that Rav Rabbi Yochanan Lochik Rabbi Yochanan is allowed to eat the egg on Yontif. Neu de b'shavas muteres b'yontif. But now I reminded myself, nine before drinking. But now I reminded myself that Rove said we passed him like Rav. So Mamela the Bay is us. Let us see Rashi. The Rav Loimuki Amoire Lave. When it became yontif by him, dahainu laacher suda ad mocher. He says the yontif is gevor nochen suda. Very interesting lotion. So then he would not say yon rosh mishum shikris. ורב הירוי הוי מוירה בדרושה שלו, כדמרינם בקריסס. That Gemara says Rav used to say Hayros and his Roshet. V'shikar also Lohayros, t'chsiv Yayim v'sheicha al-teish, t'chsiv Lohayros as B'nai Yisrael. So Memele, you see that when one is coming to Hayros, one is not permitted to be Moira if he drank wine. The Tildi Shakim asks, it's very modern, this Gemara, I mean, why did Rav Pope? Rashi says the reason Rav didn't paskin, Rashi means a posik, there's a Yisrael Hayro. So why did Rav Pope have to bring a raya from Rav? I mean, Rav isn't the makir of the loch. The loch is a posik. One is not permitted to paskin after he drank. So he should have told them, there's a posik in the Torah. Why did he say the Rav didn't say Adrosha? The reason Rav didn't say it in Russia, because of the Pasuk, so tell him the Pasuk. Why did Rav Pope have to bring a raya from Rav? Eichu hashto, hashato, imereisi locho esmel b'shikrusi, if I would have passed it yesterday, ishtaloi, I would have forgotten, shachachti v'shagati v'yisa moira boyheta, v'shim d'kaim alom b'shar duchti, Rav Rav Yechna locho k'Rav Yechna. Just like Rabbi Yochanan holds that Abaye that was noiled by Shabbos is mutter biyontif, shnei kedushas hain, and he doesn't know the time of Achonit. So theoretically, eitzim shenoshu min adekel by Shabbos should also be mutter to use them as fuel in yontif. Afal pikein, Rabbi Yochanan asked to use them in yontif. So don't ask a kash on me why I was mater abeye and why I was mater abeye and why I'm answering the eight. My time. Beye, I was mater, mishum de beyoime, nami chazi legoime, veleika shori lo ad lemocha. Baye, beye, lemaise, Shabbos, you can also Shabbos, you could eat it raw. V'loy kasharila. We're not matter to eat it Shabbos. Ad lemocha. So may the yediyah de bas yoyim ma'asura. So mayle, if we're matter b'yontev, so people won't think, what's the difference with neilid b'Shabbos, neilid b'yontev, you see, maybe they'll think it's like a kedusha achas. No, you'll see klo, that in Shabbos I said it's osur, in yontev it's mutter, so you see klo, it's shtei kedushas. And therefore it's mutter b'yontif. And they'll see this from that would be asked it in Shabbos. Aber eitzim de loichozu liyomai, but these eitzim that fell down in Shabbos, so that, but they were unused, they were not used in Shabbos, so no one sees because it's mukta. You can't use it in Shabbos, you're not allowed to make a fire in Shabbos. Isharilu lemochos, if you'll be matter at yontev, osi lemeimer biyomayu namishori. So if a fell in yontev, like them, by them it looked like they'll think it's a kedusha achas. Shabbos and yontev is one kedusha, and it fell on this day, and it's permitted to use this day. The esmer, I wouldn't use it yesterday. Himishum Shabbos udulay chazi lasoke, because Shabbos is not chazi lasoke. So memele, in order to prevent this kilkul, so therefore Rav Yechanan held that it is also to use these eitzim in yontif. Let us see Rashi min hadekel shenishbar b'Shabbos also lasike b'yontif asomach loy ba'al tishiveini beye. Don't ask a kasha to me about beye shamarti bo nildo bo ze muteres beze. Here, there's a bigger svara to Asar the second day. My time at Beik, even the Beyoy, me lav da sire, mishum de nil de bishabes. If it wouldn't be Asar, habichazi legomachai, so you could swallow it raw. She esh bnei odam goimen kein. So memele, so theoretically, if noilad b'Shabbos is muta, so why didn't they use it raw? Why did we ask her to use it raw? V'loishori le'ad lemocha, is made the Yiddish, so people who understand Kishar Yisrael, Lebochor, so the Hefer is, because it's Shtei Kedushas, and this is the second day, Ve'esmael, Leisharis, and yes, he was also the Bas Yoyim Ma'asira, because he was born that day, so Abayish and the Ulda Boy Bayim is also, Avol Eitzim de Shabbos. Given the Biyoim Mayu, Belavis the Mukzanami Lechozu, but Eitzim that fell in Shabbos, so that they were not used in Shabbos. I feel without the Eitzim Mukzah they couldn't be used. Shame of Arnes of Shabbos. So Memele, so no one got a message that Be'etzim the Zanisar to use these Eitzim. He showed the Lula Mocha, or Silamemes, so people come say, Noflu, Boy, Bayoim, Nami, Shor. So if we're fallen in Yont, we'll also be also. The Esmael, Shaloi, Bialnu, Mishum, the Shabbos, Lechosi, La Soti, because you, Amazon, you can't kindle, wood in Shabbos. Look to Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Masne, Eitzim shenoshru min adekel l'soich hatano b'yont. That Eitzim fell from a dekel into the tano b'yont. So now it's in the tano. But the muktzadik Eitzim was mechubar. Muktzadik Eitzim is not allowed to use muktzah. Marba aleim eitzim mukhonim, so, but it's a show, these are good eitzim. Is marba aleim eitzim mukhonim, so you take other eitzim, which were mukhon to be used as kindling wood in yontif, umasika, and then you'll kindle everything. The Rashba says, it's speaking about, that these eitzim are, the eitzim that fell are einenikah, so it becomes bottle. So the Eitzim Shel Mukta becomes bottle. The Reiv with the Eitzim Shel Heta. So you're allowed to use everything. Frek the Gemara v'kokom ahapach b'isure. So the Gemara asks, but he'll be moving the Eitzim around. He moves it around. And by doing this, he's moving around the Mukta the Eitzim also. So the Gemara says, "Kiven the rube de teironinu, since roiv of the eitzim now in the tano, a eitzim shall heter, ki komahapach be teire komahapach." So the Gemara means to say that is a dinner bittel baroi. So the meat becomes bottle to the roiv. So everything becomes heter. The eitzim hamuchonim a heter, and the meat which was mukta becomes bottle to the hef. Frag the Gemara. So comes that you being mevatel on isur lechatchila. Usnan ain mevatel on isur lechatchila. Not allowed to be mevatel on isur lechatchila. So the Gemara hani mili b'deirais. That tavke and isur deirais is not allowed to be mevatel. Avo b'darabono mevatel. But on isur darabono you're permitted to be mevatel. Frag the Gemara, Ula Rav Ashi, the Omar, Koldovo, Sheyesh Loi Matirin, Afilu Bidarabono Loi Botlum Aika Lemein. So the Gemara has another problem over here. We're going with Bittl. Sabon Kasha, yes, a Mevatla Nisulachatrila. So you're telling me by Nisul Darabonon, this does not apply. One is permitted to be Mevatla Nisul Darabon Biyadai. But there's another problem by an Isser Darabonon. Rav Ashi said that a filu an Isser Darabonon, if it's yes loy matirim, so it doesn't become bottle. So over here, so this is the eitzim that fell in Yontev, is a dovash yes loy matirim, will be mutter tomorrow. So how does it become bottle? And without bittle, we have a problem. That the Gemara's kash, the Rav Ashi, the Omar, kol dovo, sheyesh loy matirim, afilo bidarabono loy botul, ma'ika lemeima. So the Gemara answers, hani mili eicha de isse li isure be'ene. That is dafke, when the isse is be'en, hocha mikle koli isure. Here the isse is birth. Now we have to understand Pshat in the Gemara. But before we try to figure out the Gemara, let us first see Rashi. Rashi says, "Vokam mahapach beisure, shemelichai, shemelichon betano mizavis lazavis." He's going to move it around, and so he's being metal for muktzeh. So the Gemara says, "Beteira mahapach sheiser bottle beroyt." It becomes bottle, so it becomes heter. So the Gemara asks, "Vokam mevatel iser biyadayim." Osnan ain mevatel an iser lachatrila. One is not permitted to be mevatel an iser. The aval gav the isure bottle beru. But we know there's a cloud that an iser is bottle beru. Hani mili heched the iarev memele. If it got mixed up by itself, so it becomes bottle beru. Aval le'aruvi, but to mix it up, uleftule biyadayim, to mevatel biyadayim also. Doch isnan bemeseches trumis. So a trume shenoflo lesoich tishim v'tisha. A so a trume fell into 99 so of chulin. So it doesn't become bottle. Trume is bottle b'meir. V'chozro v'noflo so shel chulin. Im shoigig muta. So if that the other so fell in was b'shoigig, it was unintentionally muta. Be mazy the peel all the ices are going to kidday la hashl may a cool and la halis is a truma also. So my mail said is a clown, my battle and is a la hatrilla. So the mother says that, be the rice, keep going through me, that's the case that came. So then there's a clown, my battle, miss la hatrilla. I will be the rabbonon, keep going mukta the hoche. So I saw an afiki yom, Afika Yom asks Akasha, we had a Shitas Rashi, that base and base, that Rabba holds that Muktzah are the Raisa. All the Rishonim, Achilik and Rashi, that Rabba was Chayzer, the Gemara Psochim, we don't remain like the Gemara Psochim, but Rashi says that Muktzah are the Raisa. Here at Taisish Shonim also, that Gimel Amet Beis, that you say by Mukta Safik Lachumre, about Kaponim. So why are you telling me by an Issa de Rabbonon, the Mabatu Issa Lachatkhila? This is an Issa de Arais. The Rafiki Yom says, Lachere Rashi Fa'emfer de Kashi. Added Rashi Fa'emfer de Kashi. Rashi says, Kikoin Mukta de Hoche. The Mukta de, like, the muktzah that we're speaking about over here, the muktzah that we're speaking about over here, this muktzah is at the Rabbonah. She says, Rashi spelled it out. It seems Rashi is saying, there's certain muktzahs that are the Raisa, there's certain muktzahs that are the Rabbonah. So he says as follows, that Rashi held that the muktzah of achil, that means that what one is not permitted to eat, that one is only permitted to eat Shabbos, something that was muchan mi ba'oid yoin. That means that it was his das to eat it. That's b'midi di achila. B'midi di achila, if one suda, you need a suda shuba by Shabbos. So memele by midi di achila, if it wasn't muchan mi ba'oid yoin, it's also min atayrati. That's midi di achila. But over here, we're not speaking about midi di achila. We're speaking about either we're having hana from the eitzim, we're being mishtamish with the eitzim, but there's no achilas the eitzim. So Rashi is saying, mukta the hocha, this mukta, whatever it is, tiltol, hana, shimush, this is a derabonon. And this derabonon, we say that mabatla nisa lechatchila. Now, the Gemara asked another kasha, that the Gemara asks that it's mikli, that the Gemara is takashe, but it is not in bittul, so never she yesh le matire. So the Gemara answers mikli kole isure, which is very unclear what the Gemara is answering. And lecher, we have another problem. We have a problem that the Gemara is takashe kemetalful mukte. That means with the, they had to spread out the eitzim. They had to spread out the eitzim. So the eshal of isal tilta, that was even before it's burning. They had to spread out the eitzim. So, and then that way, it's a Gemara said it's called Be'etere Ma'apich, because it becomes bottle. And that the Gemara is the kasha, doesn't become bottle, because it's a lover shesh le'matirim. What's the teretz mikli koli yisur? I'd like to say over the Rosh Yosef. Rosh Yosef says pshat in our Gemara. Rosh Yosef says as follows. So the Gemara first asked the kasha atilto, umishani derube heter ninu havikula heter. So Mamela, that's how it's permitted to be metalpal all the yetzim. Valze porich vain mevatal isa lechatchila. Hainu atilto. What are you telling me that it's heter in alati mevatal isa? Mishani bidarabonon mevatal. It's only an Issa, that's it, an Issa Darabonon, Tiltos, an Issa Darabonon. So the Meiler is a Dimevat. Lefize Torech Loima, Hod the Poech Ul Ravashi. Now the Gemara asked the Pisanukashe, but there's a new problem. Ravashi said, an Issa Darabonon, She Yeshle Matirim, there's no Dimbitl. And the Gemara answers, Mikle Koli. The Gemara answers, it's destroyed, it's burnt. Hainu, there's now a new kasha over here, and a teretz. Hainu the kasha lay, bein atiltu. The Gemara is asking now a new kasha. How are you allowed to be metaltalit? U bein ahano. Now the Gemara is asking a new kasha. How is one permitted to derive hano from the etzim of mukze? Heich shori achakach lehonais mechumoi. How is one permitted to derive benefit from the heat? The Eitzim are giving out heat. The Seiver, because the Gemara, our Gemara holds, mukze osur bahano. That one is not permitted to derive benefit from mukze. Which is a big, big tumult. But let's go with the Rosh Yosef. So we have here two questions. Number one, we're pushing around the Eitzim, that's a Shaila of Tulpa Mukta. Number two, we're deriving benefit from the Mukta, because we're deriving benefit from the Mukta, because we're baking on it, we're cooking on it. So deriving benefit from the heat. Umishani Mikle Koli. Kloima. De Rav Ashi Loi Omar Elo. That what Rav Ashi said, a davar sheyesh loy matirim does not become bottle, loy oma elo ba'oichel guf ha'isa. If a person wants to eat the guf ha'isa, that was a beye, shenel de biyontev, v'nis'arev be'elev beye, I want to eat now the beye. So there, he said, davar sheyesh loy matirim loy bottle. So to be matter, to eat the gufa isa, and you could eat asher techlenu beisa, techlenu bet. Avo lehonais michumoi. But if I'm not eating the gufa isa, I'm just deriving benefit from the heat which comes out from the atzei isa, which is also asa. I mean, if the eitzim are asa bano, so by using the heat that's cold, I'm deriving benefit. I mean, the heat that is coming out is coming from the eitzim, which is also bano. Is ki I gavne bottle, v'hu adin tiltol nami bottle, kiven the loy ochal legufa isa rak tiltol ba'alme. V'chenire medivrei haran zal bekam. So the Reish Yosef seems to say that the Gemara is machadish, that the whole chiddush of Rav Ashi, that by an iser de Rabbonon, we also say davar sheyesh le'matirim doesn't become bottle. That is dafke if I want to eat directly the iser de Rabbonon. So then we say it doesn't become bottle. But if the only benefit I'm deriving from the bittle is a zaitike benefit, that means that either I'm using the eitzim create heat, so the heat is like a is derived from atzei issa. I'm not using the be'en of the issa. So then it becomes bottle. Then it becomes bottle. That's what the Rosh Yosef says. So the eitzim become bottle. The gabi, the chaim that's coming out of the eitzim, and also tilpul is permissible afilu before it's mikli kali yisuri, because again, this is not the goof. The benefit I'm deriving is not goof or iser. It is only a tiltul of the iser. That is how the Rosh Yosef says pshat in our Gemara. Let us see Taisvis. Taisa says, "Asnane mevatlam isa lachatzila." Ba'af alga demidereisa had betrei botu. I neheched the ma'arev memeila. Forgot mixed up by itself. Avul amelvinu biyodayim, but the mixed up levetula yosa. Doch ishtam maseches trumis. So shall trumis shenoflo l'seichtishim v'tisha shall chulim. V'chozra v'nofo l'seichon so shall chulim. V'roba aleyen is b'shay gigmuta b'meisidos. The mavafel is alchatchila. B'shani an mili b'der aise. Avo b'der abonu mavafel. B'shemochi yipila osa. V'aytru mede mavafel is alchatchila. Avo hoch l'mili nochi. B'shaper mavafel is alchatchila. B'yitoyma. So comes up by an isa d'ar abonu. One is permitted to be mavafel an isa. L'el gabi igul d'avi trume d'ar abonu. The trume d'ar aise is only by dogon sirish v'yitzoyer. This is a trume darabonon, the trume steinim. Yes, so what's the problem? You had a shayla, you didn't have meya pumim, so you bring a few more pumim in mevatel. Yishloim v'dohod ha'oma v'darabonon mevatel in ha'ne v'dobo she'ikrei midarabonon. That the whole iser is a darabonon that originates from a darabonon. Kegoy mukze, dikainel midarabonon. Avo v'dobo she'ikrei midaraise, kegoy trume. The ikke shum davar di arayse, kirin dogan sirash v'yitzor, there is a musig of trume di arayse. At a filo b'mokim shenelo mid arabonon, kigoyin b'shah peiris, ein mevatlam. That if it's ikre di arayse, so that's choma, that's ein mevatlam. Chem ashen perikid anoshe, kam yipalgi de zeise de talba hef azayis of chelem, de nochel b'dikula, fell into a pat, so the maba ravashi l'sharinu, let me help that Chotzi Shir is only also with the Rabbonans. He wants to be Mishairet with loss in Palgi the Zeis. So he held a Chotzi Shir becomes bottle in Shloishim. You don't need Shishim. Hamala Yavuot to Zalzul B'Shiuri. Vein Mevatel. V'amayle Heisev Aleyem at Shishim Elevato Loisam. So why was he Mevatel? So why was he Moisev? Alashmami no. Kimenikir Yisur Di Reise. Since the Isar of Chelev be'etzim is an Isar d'arayis k'necha d'ike k'zayis, so me'mele, so achinami eche d'leke k'zayis, l'ke Isar d'arabon is a chatzishir, is also ein mevat.